It's not that I don't feel jealous ever. Honestly, I would say I can be a kind of jealous person. In the way of, like, I think I feel all of my emotions kind of hard sometimes, but I think I know strategies to deal with them. I think I'm good at recognizing my emotions and dealing with them myself without inflicting them on other people, hopefully. So it's not that I don't get jealous, but I deal with it. And so, yeah, when I think about you with another guy, or I see you with another guy, I do have some feelings about that. If somebody gets to spend time with you, or laugh with you, or have some kind of connection with you, or touch you, I feel envious of them. And in my wanting of you, I feel a bit possessive over you. In that moment, in that emotional moment, and it's not that I actually want to possess you or think that I do possess you or that I have any entitlement to you or your time or your attention or your body. It's just a feeling that I feel and then I process. And I think it can be channeled into something good. But the biggest thing that helps me feel not jealous is that I know I'm better than these guys. Not in an egotistical way, even though that's an incredibly cocky thing to say. I don't mean in the way of, like, I'm superior to them. I don't mean that. I mean in the way of, like, I know I could treat you better, you know? I know I could fuck you better. I know I can make you feel better than them. So in that way, that helps me feel less jealous because if you choose somebody else over me, well then, you know, you're missing out on that. And I'd be missing out too, of course. And I'd be missing out on you and I would feel bad about that, but I would deal with that. But I wouldn't feel insecure because I know that I could treat you better. And I guess I want you to know that. And I want to be the kind of person that projects that to you so that you know. Even if you're with somebody else, you're spending time with another guy, or you're, you know, you're considering him, or you're maybe even getting physical with him, giving him attention, getting attention from him, spending time with him. I want you to know on some level that I would be better. I want it to, like, nag at the back of your brain. And maybe you try to push it aside. Maybe you feel like there's some reasons why he'd be a better choice than me. Or maybe there's just ways in which you're conflicted. But when you see me, when you talk to me, when you hear my voice, I want it to bother you, you know? I want you to be bothered by the fact that on some level you know that I would be better, you know? And I don't know what I have to do to show you that. Maybe it's just the way I listen to you. Maybe it's the way I look at you. Maybe it's how I'm attentive and caring and empathetic when we talk, that you know I would be that way in bed too. Maybe it's the way I move around you, the way I touch you casually, or the way I feel when you touch me. My voice, things I say, how I can make you laugh. And you know what that would be like to hear in your ear when I'm inside you. My hands, looking at my hands and knowing what they would feel like on your body. It's not about being bigger or stronger or like fucking for longer or fucking harder or faster. It's about the way that I could play with you. The experience that I could give you, you know? That's really what it's about. Like, I think I could make touching you and talking to you better than getting fucked, you know? Better than getting eaten out. Like, as far as you would go with him, as long as you would go with him, like, all night with him, whatever that's like. I think I could make talking to you and touching you better than that. And maybe part of that is knowing that I'm a bit jealous and knowing how badly I want you, because I'm not afraid to show you that. The way I put my hand on your face, the way that I would light up or seem like satisfied when you choose me, when you choose to give me your attention. The way I give you my attention, undivided. The way that things would progress so naturally between us. Talking and laughing and sharing and opening up, getting close, the way you feel safe with me, my body just like close enough to make you feel secure and safe, like I'm there for you, but not all over you in a way that's like, you know, aggressive or feels like, you know, I'm not respecting your space and your body and your control over it. The way that I would reach out, the way that I would wait for you to reach out and invite me into you. A hand on a hand, or a hand on an arm, or an arm around you. Or just leaning in close. And then a kiss. I think I'm a really good kisser. I've never had any complaints, and I guess specifically I've had people tell me that I'm a good kisser. My lips are soft, and I put my hand on your face. And I follow your lead, but I show you. Show you how much I want to kiss you, the way I lean into you, the way I breathe in, the way I touch you, your neck, taking you in my arms. And then when we really start kissing, we're making out, our tongues touching and moving over each other in your mouth and in mine, and pushing and pulling and biting your lip. Turning your face a little bit. Putting my hand on your waist. And kissing your neck. And talking to you. Would you get shy? When I talk to you in your ear, tell you how much I've wanted this. Tell you how beautiful you are. Tell you that I want you so bad. I'm gonna take my time with you. That you're gonna have to beg me to speed up if that's what you want. Kissing your neck slowly down. Just the touch of my tongue, the base of your throat, and my hands just on your neck and your cheek and your chin. And you can feel that I've waited for this. You could feel that I've wanted this. The look on my face, or just like the feeling of my eyes on you when you're with him. My tone of voice when I ask about you and him. Think back to that. You can feel it in my touch. That it's not about like my ego or like competition with him. It's about you. It's about finally having you. And the fear, like a little bit of fear that I wouldn't have you, which just makes it so much better. The relief and the joy and the excitement in my touch. And just capturing your mouth and playing with you. Just like reveling in my lips on yours. And taking time to look at you, pulling back so I can look at you. Look at that gorgeous face. Look at those eyes. Paying attention to your breath as it gets heavier, quickens, drinking in those breaths, and where you put my hands, where you steer them, where on your body, on your waist, your hips, your thighs, your ass. But not like grabbing hold or squeezing at first, like really trying to take my time. It's hard. It's hard not to rush with you. But I really want to prove it. I really want to prove that I'm better than them, that I'm better than him. So I want to draw it out. I want to make you want it really bad. light touches are just resting my hand there until you make me touch you the way you want. But giving you lots of attention all over, like making sure that your neck and your cheek and your lips. That I'm giving you enough attention with my mouth and my fingers. And then giving it my hands on your body when you want them, when you're ready for them, when you really want them, underneath your clothes, up your back. Up your back, underneath your shirt. And just biting a little bit on your neck. Just a little bit of teeth, just a graze, and a little bit of sucking. Because now I want to hear those sounds, like I want to hear your breath hitch. I want to hear the first like little moan, maybe. I want to get you so wet. Long before I can tell at all, I want you to be wet for me. Or just feeling it, you know, just feeling that feeling. The base of your stomach wants you to feel butterflies and heat and aching. Say your name. Tell you how good those breaths are. Tell you how gorgeous you are. How sexy. Show you how much I want you. Let you hear it in my tone of voice and my breath. Feel it in my body. The way I lean over you. My arms wrap around you or just like flank your body. Now I do start to like use my body, you know, like my size a little bit. The weight of me like in your space. Maybe on top of you. I don't know. I don't know if I could resist if you pulled me on top of you, you know? I think dry humping is so underrated. Not to spoil the mood, but if I was on top of you before we were naked and you put your legs on either side of my body or wrap them around me. And if you ground into me like that, I don't know if I could stop myself. Then we'd have to take our time doing that, you know? Have to take our time just rocking my hips into you, grinding myself into you, kissing you deeper and harder, touching you underneath me. Getting hold of you like your hair, if that's okay. Tugging your head back so I can just be all over your neck. while I'm grinding into you. And you're grinding back. And pull back when you grind into me, tease you. Put my hand on your stomach. Put my hand on the waistband of your pants. Hook my fingers into it. Watch you lift your hips. And watch you lift your hips. And watch you lift your hips. Watch you buck. Show me how much you want it. And run my tongue up your neck. And bite down on your shoulder. And let you squirm under me. Let you try to pull me back down onto you so you can feel that bulge, that tent in my pants against you. You want to feel me against you? And talk to you and see it on my face and hear it in my voice. A little bit more intensity. A little bit more want, hunger for you. Like you can tell I'm like actively restraining myself from ripping your clothes off right now, from just like devouring you. I'm shoving my head between your thighs. You can see that in my body. You can feel that the way I move on top of you, but you can feel that I'm holding back. And I would try to draw it out of you. Words like actually asking, begging for what you want. We can start with asking me to take your pants off, asking me to put my hand in your panties, asking me to touch you or get back on top of you, to grind into you, to fuck you. I want to hear it. I want to hear you ask for it. Even if you're shy, even if you're embarrassed, I'll make you ask for it. Even if I have to kiss your stomach and let my mouth drift so low, like along the waistband of your pants. Even if I have to put my hands under your shirt and get so close to your tits, so close to your nipples, and not quite touch them. Even if I have to let you see how hard I am, let you see that hardness pressing out, just like brushing you, resting against you without feeling how thick and hard it is. Anything to make you ask for it. And don't whisper either. I want to hear you say it with your chest. Because I've thought about your whispers and your moans, but really, I just like your voice the best. The voice that I hear when we talk. The voice that holds your laugh. The voice I've heard all those times we've talked and things we've shared. So that's the voice I want to hear it in. And maybe then I'll give it to you. Maybe then I'll give it to you. But you can take it off for me. I might sit back and let you take it off for me. Watch you. I would help you if you want. And let you really just see me drinking you in. When you take your shirt off, your pants off. Let you see my eyes just moving over your body. And then pulling you into my lap. And you can pull my shirt over my head, too. And you can grind on it a little bit. In your underwear, if you can feel it a bit more. I'll take my pants off. Let you grind on it just a little bit, but then I want to be on top and I want to roll over and I want you to spread your legs and I want to put my hand in your panties. And I said I was going to take it so slow, but it's hard now and I already made you ask for it and I made you beg, but I'd stretch it out just a little bit longer with me over you. Your legs spread like that and you feeling so vulnerable in your bra and panties or just your panties and my hand on the outside, light playing with the band, playing with the side of your underwear, moving it in a little bit. Or tugging at it a little bit. And just paying attention to the way that you respond to what you like. Brushing my fingers against your nipples. Or pinching, if that's what you need. Now I want to know how wet you are. I want to know how bad you want it. And I want you to feel like you can be slutty. That you can spread your legs. That you don't have to hide anything from me. That you can rock your hips up into my hand. And I just let you grind on it. Grind on my hand like that. Just like that, sweetheart. Just like that. That's it. That's it. Oh, God. Grind against my palm. Grind against my fingers through your panties. That's it. Try to get my hand on your pussy. Try to get my hand on your cunt. Try to rub and grind until you can just kind of slip my fingers in there yourself, you know? Until you feel skin on skin. And my fingers and the calluses, but not too calloused, on that hot, wet pussy and touching you, just rubbing at you, palming you, feeling how wet you are. Spreading that wetness all over you. God. Fuck. And again, just like almost losing control, but like holding it back. Like the muscles in my neck and in my back and my arms, just like stopping myself, my jaw, my teeth almost. Gritting from how hard it is not to just fuck your pussy like that with my fingers, to tease a little more, to bite your neck, to kiss you, to roll you over and smack your ass, grab it, rub you from behind. God, I want to manhandle you. I want to move you around how I want you. God, I want you to feel like when I roll you over, I might just pull your panties to the side and put my cock in you, you know? Or at least tease your pussy with my cock, you know? Because you've seen how hard I am in my underwear. You've seen how hard you make me, how much I want you. You're starting to think about what that cock would feel like inside you. No, maybe just touching you from behind, sliding in my finger from behind. It's robbing both of us of something, right? It's robbing both of us of that face-to-face moment, but that's a tease in and of itself, you know? Me, like, bending over you and you having to look back or look up at me. My body over you and you in that position, face down. Your hips lifting as my finger slides inside you and presses at you and fucks you slowly and slowly and slowly. And my thumb on your clit, or just pressing you down so that you have to grind your clit down. God. God. I want to taste you. But I'm not going to. But I want to. Fuck. But I said my fingers and my voice. I said that. And get you moaning. Get you panting. Get you pushing your ass back against my hand. And calling you things. Calling you baby. Or beautiful, or slut, whatever you want. Feeling that out the whole time. What you want to be called, how you want to be treated. It could be totally different. All of this could be totally different. Because you just tell me what you want, you just show me what you want, and I'll show you what I want. And it's about how those things come together. God, it's about me pleasing you. It's about showing you how you please me. How much I want to be pleased by you. What you could do to me. What you're doing to me and doing to my body. You know? God, I want my mouth on you. I want my tongue on you. And roll you back over, and I want your legs spread wide, and I want to really fuck your pussy with my fingers now, and touch your clit, tease it, and graze it, and then touch it, circle it, just how you like. Watch your breath, watch your sounds, listen. Say your name and kiss you and fuck you and touch you. God. And take as long as it needs to. And faster and harder and then backing off and making you squeal and whine and edging you. And giving you my knee and my thigh to grind on. And giving you my hand, my fingers to suck on, or my hand around your neck, whatever you want. Oh, fuck. My mouth on your tits. That's allowed. That's allowed. Oh, fuck. God. Grinding into you a bit more. Maybe just like taking my hand away and pulling your hips towards me, just so I can grind into you. And then, fuck. And figuring out how to make you come. Again, taking my time as long as it needs. As long as it needs. And if you don't come, then just making you lose it, like getting you there. Because who knows, you know, sometimes it's hard, sometimes there's a block. But then just like getting you there, you know, getting you until you're begging and moaning, until you're on fire, until you're aching for it. And yeah, ideally, making you come after a lot of back and forth and hard and slow and nice and mean. God, seeing you unravel finally, finally, finally. Finally, that's it. That's it. Just like that. Just like that, baby. That's it. That's it. Fuck. I've waited for this for so long. Oh, I want to see you come so bad. I want to see you come so bad. That's it. Do it for me. Do it for me. For me. Look at me. Look at me. That's for me, right? That's for me, isn't it? Yeah. Let me hear you say that. Let me hear you say it's for me. But you're going to come for me. You're gonna come for me, right? Right? Yeah. God, that's it. That's it. Fuck. Oh, God, yeah. Watch you squirm and arch. Watch your hips lift and maybe your thighs squeeze together around my hand and then come. And come. And come. And come. Come just like that. Come for me. Come for me. Oh, God, you're so beautiful. You're so hot. Come for me like that. That's it. That's it. That's it. Oh, God. Yeah. You're so good. You're so good coming for me like that. You're so good. Oh, God. I've wanted to watch you come for so long. I wanted to make you come for so long. You don't know how many times I've been talking to you and just thinking about making you come. Thinking about how good you would come on my fingers. Thinking about how I would do it. Thinking about what you would sound like. God. Fuck. Lying in bed and thinking about that, touching myself and thinking about that, just like that, just like that. Finally, 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 that's my orgasm. That's my fucking orgasm. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. You're so good. You're so good. You're so good. That's it. That's it. That's it. Come for me like that. Come for me. Give me that orgasm. Oh, God. Just like that. And then again. And then again. With my mouth and with my cock. Fuck. I'm getting tired and not caring. Till my fingers are tired and till my tongue is tired. Showing you that I'm better. Showing you the way I can treat you. How much I care about making you feel good, about connecting with you, about being here with you. So yeah, I don't get that jealous, but I try to use it. Okay. Hope you enjoyed that. Hope it was fun. And yeah, take care. Breathe in, breathe out. Hope you have a great weekend. And I'll talk to you soon.